Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How do they get back on track? What is their actual plan here? Because a lot of people are upset with the Guardians not cashing in on the ALCS and not making themselves a better organization. Well, Tim Kirchens is plugged in as anybody has ever been in the history of baseball. And he joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, courtesy ESPN. And Is This a Great Game or What podcast with his son, Jeff Kirchens. Tim Kirchens joins us right now on the show. Tim, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, fellas. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. So a lot of people here in Cleveland are very upset with the Cleveland Guardians. What is their plan to bounce back from this season that looks like it's starting to tailspin and get back to within contention in the American League?
Yeah, well, they have to add some offense at some point because, you know, they are 27th in the major leagues in runs scored. They're hitting 227 as a team. And I know it's the hardest hitting environment that we've ever seen in the history of baseball. I don't know how anyone gets a hit anymore with the pitching that we see, but you got to find more offense than what the Guardians have right now. And it's a challenge to find good hitters because the good hitters are staying with their current teams because teams need hitters so badly. So, I mean, the Guardians scored 7 runs in a game last night, and they had scored 7 runs in their previous 5 games combined. So this is what has to be done. They're going to have to go find some hitters somewhere. And like I said, that's easier said than done.
Yeah, Tim, obviously this has been a really rough stretch for Guardians fans. I've made the point that fans that have been annoyed with ownership over the last decade have had to be quiet many of the years because they've won as many games as they have. In fact, fourth most over the last decade. If you do the math, the three teams ahead of them, all of the biggest spenders in baseball. And yet there's been an outpouring of negativity over the last 48 hours in this town, not only for ownership, but for management. You're somebody who's not rooted in Cleveland, but you certainly follow what goes on. What would you say to that criticism?
Well, it's easy to say we need to spend a lot more money in order to improve the team, but the Guardians don't have a lot of money. The reason they've been so good over the years is they've drafted and developed players pretty darn well. And Chris Antonetti and his group deserve a lot of credit for the job that they have done with the Guardians. Now, ownership is going to have to get more involved here and try whatever it takes to improve this team. But you're right, they've been pretty darn good. And I'm just not sure that it's really fair to blast ownership and blast the front office for not improving this team when they've done an awful lot of good things the last few years.
Well, then, Tim, I guess I'd have to ask, because, I mean, it's been a long time and championships don't fall off of trees. What would you say to the fans that then say, well, if he's that hard up for money, maybe Paul Dolan should just sell the team officially to David Blitzer, who seems to be the owner in waiting?
Yeah, well, again, that's easy to say when it's, you know, it's not your team and it's not your money. But, look, it's okay for for Guardians fans to be frustrated. I totally understand that. I would be frustrated also, but it just doesn't work that easily. When you have teams with payrolls like we have in the big leagues and others with payrolls that are $250 million less, it's really hard to work that way. But this is where we are right now. And you lose 10 games in a row a year after making the playoffs and you're 15 and a half games out before the All-Star break. That's a tough pill to swallow. I totally understand that, but it's just not that easy in baseball to put things together year after year after year without significant resources to deal with.
Tim Kirkshin joining us right now on the hotline. So I love getting your perspective because we're in it every day. And, you know, baseball, we tend to follow our own teams more than we watch, you know, the rest of the teams the way we do in the other sports. With that said, I mean, this team made an ALCS run a year ago. Then they get rid of Naylor, and we know the tightening of the money. They lost the $40 to $50 million in local cable TV revenue. So they have that much less to spend. They already weren't spending that much. Fans are really irritated that you could be an ALCS team 1 year and then slash payroll the next. Do you think that's a Guardians problem or a baseball problem?
Well, it's a baseball problem. I mean, just look at the Atlanta Braves, what's happened to them this year. Look at the Baltimore Orioles, what's happened to them this year. This is one of the ultimate beauties of baseball to me. This isn't going to do any good for Guardians fans, but teams get really good and really bad one season to the next, way more in this sport than any other sport. And that's what separates baseball. That's what makes it so interesting. How can the Guardians be struggling like this a year after going to the ALCS? Same thing's being asked in Baltimore, same in Atlanta, and every year there are teams that really disappoint you. I mean, I just saw the Texas Rangers. They, for three games in San Diego, I mean, they won the World Series 2 years ago, and now they're one of the worst-hitting teams in the major leagues. It doesn't make any sense. Baseball doesn't make any sense, which is one of its greatest attributes, is you can't figure it out from year to year. And the Guardians are a team you can't figure out from year to year, other than their bullpen, which is still great, isn't as great as it was last year. And their offense just hasn't been enough to get them anywhere close to the Tigers in the Central.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tim Kirkjian joining us here on the show. So we've done a lot of wondering about people's futures on this in this organization. Jose Ramirez is unthinkable. I know he has no trade clause and everything like that. So I'm not going to insult your intelligence or time with that. Stephen Kwan, I mean, he's got two more years of player control within this organization. I don't think they would move on from him until possibly next July. What do you think is more possible, though? Do you think it's more possible that they extend Stephen Kwan, give him money, or that they actually were to trade him at some point here over the next couple of years?
Well, I would hope for Guardians fans and for the Guardians, they would extend him rather than trade him. Stephen Kwan is a really good player, as everybody knows, and just as important the way he presents himself on a daily basis, the way he plays the game with intelligence and with, you know, with grit every single day. That's the kind of guy you need to build around. Plus, in this era where everybody strikes out because the pitching is so amazing, this is a guy who plays the game a little differently. He puts the ball in play. So I would, without a doubt, again, not my money, but I would extend Stephen Kwan before I would deal him.
You know, Kenny mentioned just now, Tim, Jose Ramirez. And when you look over the span of, you know, the last decade, six top six MVPs in the American League, three top threes. He's having another sensational year at the age of 32. Do you think he gets the respect nationally that you think he probably should?
Not really. I think everyone in the game recognizes what a great player he is and what a great player he's been. He has four top five finishes in the MVP race and has yet never won one. And the only two active players who have the same four top five finishes are Manny Machado and Nolan Arenado, and they haven't won an MVP either. So it's very interesting to me that there are three third basemen out there with the same MVP caliber voting, four top five finishes, and no MVPs to their name. But Ramirez is one of them, and people in the game recognize exactly who he is and what he's done. Maybe the average fan doesn't appreciate it, but dopes like me understand that that guy is on his way to the Hall of Fame at a very, very fast rate, given what he's done by age 32.
Tim, I think it's always fun to discuss, especially in baseball, guys that play today historically with guys that played way back when. It has that type of rich history intertwined with Americana, so we know the names. But how do you go about comparing Shohei Ohtani to the greats that have ever played when he's doing something that you have to go back so far in time to find guys that actually both pitched and hit?
Yeah, he's different. He's like nobody who's ever played the game. Now, I am slightly different on this, that I think in 1920, if there had been a designated hitter in the American League, Babe Ruth would have hit 50 homers and won 20 games. I really believe that. And I still believe that Babe Ruth is the greatest player of all time, just because he did it much longer than Ohtani has. And he was a great pitcher for a long time. He still has as many career shutouts as Pedro Martinez. Think about that for a second. However, Ohtani is the most remarkable player that's ever played the game. I don't think there can even be an argument about that, because as much as I love Babe Ruth, he wasn't hitting balls at 100 miles an hour as consistently as Ohtani does. He wasn't hitting pitches at 100 miles an hour as often as Ohtani does, and he didn't throw 100 miles an hour like Ohtani does. So he's a different guy. There's never been anybody like him. We need to recognize that we've never seen this player before, and I don't think I will ever see, I'm 68, I don't think I will ever see another player quite like Shohei Ohtani. That's who he is, and that's who he's going to continue to be.
Tim Kirkchian joining us on the show. He's the host of Is This a Great Game or What podcast with his son, Jeff Kirkchian, also of ESPN. He's an author. You know him very, very well. One of the best brains about baseball. Are we headed towards a work stoppage here soon?
Boy, I sure hope not. This is not a good time to shut down baseball, but the people I've talked to are not encouraged about the 2027 season, what's going to happen. But if they are really diligent, they have to get back to work, and I mean right now, in order to make sure that there is no strike or no work stoppage of any kind for 2027. Baseball is making a comeback. The players are unbelievably talented. Ratings and attendance is going up. People are more interested in baseball now than they were, say, 5 years ago. So we can't have anything to get in that way. But right now, the two sides are not particularly close on a lot of things. And I'm worried, but I think a lot of people in the business are worried where this is going in a couple of years.
Like, I don't think the players' union would ever accept a salary cap, and I don't know if the owners would ever expect a salary floor, accept a salary floor. It does startle me, because I think for, like, in cities where sports are big, but it might not be the biggest one, like, I think that because they don't have that, and Tim, you've heard this a million times, but I do. I think it's a killer. I think it's part of the reason we don't talk much baseball as much as we used to.
Well, you're right about the union. The union is not going to accept a salary cap. And ownership is going to have to recognize that, because this is what the union has been built on ever since Marvin Miller put everything together. And Tony Clark and his team is not going to go against what the union has done all these years. But we have to do something here to make the payroll disparity a little bit different. We have to do something with revenue sharing to help our smaller market teams. But these are huge questions that need to be answered. And right now, I'm just not sure there are enough answers this close to potential serious talks about labor.
It is the revenue pool. I know, you know, TV contract, the TV numbers are up. Seems like attendance is up. However, the local TV money is going down in everywhere except for like LA and New York. So what does that mean for the two sides fighting this out?
Yeah, well, the local TV packages aren't what they used to be, and those have to get figured out also. Easier said than done. Everything is easier said than done. So work has to be done there to help get more TV money for these teams, and then they can use that TV money in hopefully in order to improve their teams and make things more competitive. Because the difference right now between the really bad teams and the really good teams, as far as talent on the field goes, is the widest gap that I've ever seen in the 45 years that I've been covering. And it's just not healthy that the Rockies just lost their 70th game last night. It's not healthy that the White Sox were that bad last year and not a whole lot better this year. This needs to be changed to the point where the bad teams are more competitive and more teams move closer to the middle. But that's not happening anytime soon, and we got to work on that as an industry.
Find him on Twitter. Find him on ESPN. Find him on his podcast. Tim Kirkchin on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tim, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, fellas. See you.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.